Remember the sitcom The Wonder Years from the late 80s and early 90s? The show followed 12-year-old Kevin Arnold through his teenage years growing up in the suburbs in the 60s and 70s and was narrated by the character's older self.
1968, I was 12 years old. A lot happened that year. Denny McLane won 31 games, the Mod Squad hit the air, and I graduated from Hillcrest Elementary and entered junior high school. But we'll get to that.
The Wonder Years aired for 5 years and ended in 1993 and has just been released on DVD for the first time. Joining us now from Los Angeles is Fred Savage, who played Kevin Arnold. Fred Savage, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, why do you think that The Wonder Years was so popular?
You know, I have to tell you, it's still amazing to me how much people talk about the show, how much the show still means to people, that they watch it again and again, and they share it with their kids, and they watch it with their families. It's just people related to it. You know, people saw themselves in these characters. You know, we told stories that were specific to the characters on the show, but at the same time had a universality to them. They had a dad just like that, or they had an older brother who was so mean to them, or a sister who was kind of so ethereal that they wanted to kind of reach out and touch and spend more time with. And, you know, regardless of when you grew up or where you grew up or where you came from, you can see part of your own experience in the show.
And yet, when you watch it now, it feels so different than it did to me watching it back in the late 80s and early 90s. I'm looking back and going, gosh, things were so much simpler back then.
Oh my gosh, I look at it completely differently. You know, when I was doing the show, I saw it through a kid's eyes. You know, I was going through those moments, you know, in life, just like all the other kids that were watching the show. And revisiting it now, it's a completely different experience. You know, thematically, I'm now relating to the adults. You know, I understand Norma's heartbreak when she sees Kevin ride away from her on the two-wheeler for the first time. And I totally can understand Jack's struggle of not letting the pressures and the stresses of work, you know, spill over into his home life. All these themes that, you know, eluded me when I was a kid now really ring true and resonate. So I think the show just has that much depth that you can revisit it, you know, decades later and see a whole new side to it.
Actually, I just want to take a listen to a little bit of the show. Here's a scene with you from one of the episodes.
She's not mad at you. She likes you. She's not sure if she likes you like you, but she likes you. When she first liked you, she liked you. Unless she just thought she liked you when she really just liked you. But she likes you.
I knew it. I'm a dead man.
So, by the way, your voice sounds almost exactly the same, except much deeper now.
Good. Who hasn't had that conversation? You know, who hasn't passed a note, you know, check the box yes, check the box no? I think that there are these kind of rituals of childhood that everyone experiences. I think that we were really focused on what was important to, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds. And I think there's a moment that kind of perfectly encapsulates that. Early on, there was a scene where the family was all watching the moon landing in the living room, and Kevin's in the kitchen debating whether or not he should call a girl that he really likes. And I think that the kids on the show, we were consumed with the things that kids are consumed with. We weren't thinking about the world really outside of our own experience, which is completely authentic to that time in your life.
How old were you when you first auditioned for this part, and did you think you would get it?
I was 11, I think, when we made the pilot. So I think it was 10 or maybe just 11 when I came to L.A. to read for the part with my dad. And we stayed here for a couple of days, and I loved, you know, we stayed in a hotel room. We drank out of the mini bar. We went and got like a seafood lunch, you know, right after the audition. Like, those are the things that I really remembered and took away with me. The trip to L.A. and spending time with my dad. I wasn't really focused on show business. You know, I mean, I enjoyed it and that's what I did, but it wasn't about winning or losing or getting a job or not getting a job. I just, all the experiences, just coming out to LA was fun for me.
But after a while, after doing this, and we hear about this in TV show after TV show of all of the backstage drama and people having a really hard time with dealing with the fame, especially kids who are actors. Did you have those problems?
You know, I'm very fortunate. You know, I have a great family and a great group of friends and a terrific support group who didn't you know, I did not feel like a celebrity. I did not feel like the star of a television show. I was a normal kid. You know, I went to regular school. I had regular friends. And when the show ended, I was able to kind of, I had a very full, rich life waiting for me.
We're talking with Fred Savage of The Wonder Years, which is now out on DVD, and you're listening to Here and Now. And Fred Savage, did you have a favorite episode of the show?
I did. I had a few. I mean, the first one and the last one, I love those. But there was an episode about, I think, the very first season where Kevin goes to work with his dad. And I just remember growing up how much I loved going to my dad's office with him. And I really related to that. That was just a great episode. And Dan was so fantastic in it. And that one really meant a lot to me. And there was another one later on where this math teacher that Kevin had grown really close to dies. And that really resonated with me. When that was being made, I was kind of dealing with my first real loss, you know, my first experience with the death of someone who meant so much to me. And that was kind of happening right as Kevin was dealing with that same thing. So that really stuck with me.
As I took that test, I thought about a lot of things, about how I knew him, and yet I didn't, about how he treated me like a man and how I'd acted like a child, about how I let him down. And now I wouldn't. The thing is, even though I could almost feel him in the room, I knew I didn't need him for the answers or the praise. I was on my own now.
A clip from The Wonder Years. We're talking with the show's star, Fred Savage. And you're now directing this show, The Goldbergs, which is sort of similar to The Wonder Years, about a family living in the suburbs, this one in the 80s. What are you drawing on from your experience on The Wonder Years that you can bring to The Goldbergs?
On any show that I'm directing, you draw on any host of experiences, you know, whether it's directly from The Wonder Years or it's something from my life or it's a show I've seen or a movie I saw or another episode that I shot years ago. Hopefully a director has a whole war chest to draw from for experience.
I mean, is there some trick that you learned while doing The Wonder Years that you just apply to your everyday work on The Goldbergs?
Oh, be on time and be prepared.
There we go. See, those are good for anybody, really.
Those are good for anybody. That's what I mean. Like, I feel like my experience as a child actor well prepared me for adulthood. That's for sure.
If there's somebody out there who has never seen this show, or you could say even if there's an alien that comes to this planet and wants to know about The Wonder Years, what would you tell them that it is? What is the definition of this program that so many of us know very well, but there are probably some people who never watched and don't know much about it at all?
I mean, I think The Wonder Years is a show that looks back on all the indelible moments of growing up and looks back at them with laughter, with wisdom, with heartache, with all of the emotional truth that living those experiences brought.
Fred Savage, actor from The Wonder Years, of course, and now a director working on other shows, including The Goldbergs. Fred Savage, thank you so much.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for talking to me.